always got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Are we all ready for a very timely discussion? Something really current and up to date?
That's all we talk about.
That's all we talk about. No, actually, we're going to talk about Frozen.
We are.
Because, like I said, very up to date.
Uh-huh. As part of our Broadway series.
Yes. We're going to talk more about its transfer to Broadway and how that worked out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, kind of what happened when they're still on Broadway, technically.
Now, for me, this is one of the most interesting Broadway shows that we've talked about, because you and I, we went to California Adventure when they first rolled out the show in Disney in California Adventure, right?
Yes.
And it was absolutely impossible to get tickets there.
Oh, my gosh.
During that, right?
Yeah.
And what does that theater sit? 4,000 people, maybe?
Sure. Why not?
And it has 4 shows a day, I think it is.
At least.
So I guess that's 16,000 people a day. And I guess that park can hold as many as 50,000. So, yeah, I guess I can see how it was impossible to get tickets to that.
Well, it was one of those things. Anyone that's been to any kind of opening of any kind of attraction at any Disney park, people get crazy over it. And you have to elbow your way through all the bloggers, and you have to fight all the moms that have 37 kids that they're trying to get into it. And it turns into a bit of a madhouse every time they do something new.
Right.
Right. And with Frozen being the phenomenon that it was, of course, it's going to be very difficult to get into.
Right. And it's one of our favorite things to do when we go to California Adventure is to make sure that we still see the show.
Yeah.
Especially because it is in that mid time of the day when you just need to go inside in a relaxing, cool area and cool off for a minute.
Right.
You know, they planned that on purpose.
Of course they did. Yeah.
You love them. Thank you. Thank you for looking out for my own well-being for that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you for not making me not die of heat stroke from walking around the park.
They sell me frozen lemonades on the way in. Perfect.
It's
a perfect afternoon.
That's on brand.
But do you remember when we... Yeah, right? It's totally true. But if they dyed it blue, I'd even be happier.
Oh my gosh. Mm. You need a blue raspberry frozen lemonade.
While watching Frozen.
Oh my gosh. Disney.
Or white, and they'll call it Olaf's Frozen... Right.
Frozen day in summer.
Right. Because you're basically just eating Olaf at that point.
Yeah.
No, that's horrible.
That's weird.
You can't do that.
You can't cannibalize that. Olaf.
No, that's completely true. But when we first saw the show, we saw that really from like the first weekend basically on.
Yeah.
And in the beginning, that show was like an hour and a half long. Remember all of the scenes that they had in the beginning? They had a whole ice scene in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot. There was a lot that they cut from the show to get it down, because it was like an hour and a half. Hour 45, I think, even.
Yeah, it was almost a full-length show, like almost watching the movie.
Yeah, literally. It was basically, they had like every scene from the movie, and I loved it.
I know you did.
I thought it was fantastic. And we heard immediately, everybody was like, no, they're going to have to cut that way back. There's no way that's going to be able to all fit inside the show
right
permanently for a long period of time. And I was so sad to hear that, and I still am. I would love nothing more than an hour and 45-minute show there, but... They've cut a bunch.
It's hard to get kids to sit still that long, although most of the time I think the kids fall asleep during this particular show.
It's possible, yeah.
I was not sad that they lost the weird Frozen Heart song at the beginning. It's a weird way to start the show, in my opinion. But we saw this, like the California Adventure version, before it opened on Broadway.
Oh, right. Yeah, because I remember even asking you at that time, I was like, is this like a Broadway production? Because it feels to me like it's basically, they're trying everything out for Broadway.
Oh, for sure.
Right here in Disney.
Yeah.
Like right here, we're watching all of it live.
Yeah.
So this is fantastic. Why not just have it as part of your admission ticket, right?
Yeah.
It sounds perfect.
Well, the thing about the park version is that it is definitely more focused on the kids and the kids being able to enjoy it.
Oh, wow.
So you have a little bit more of the cutesy, you have more puppetry, you have that type of thing. And yeah. while the Broadway version does have, obviously, they have to have puppetry for this show, they do try to age it up a bit. I read a statistic that they said that they believe that 70% of the Broadway show is focused more on the adult viewer. So I've not seen it.
That sounds fantastic.
We've not seen anything of it, honestly, because Disney is guarding it very closely, apparently. There are no clips of it on YouTube. You can see maybe a curtain call every now and then.
Yeah.
But literally nothing of that show has is leaked up anywhere. On YouTube that I've seen, which is good. You know, they want to protect their show. I don't blame them for that at all. But it does make it very interesting to say, huh, not a single video up, huh? That's yeah. really interesting.
So that is totally why we're calling this the Let It Go on Broadway instead of Frozen on Broadway podcast, yeah. because we don't actually know what it's like. Some reviews back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And what do you remember what the reviewers said about it at all? Didn't he?
Well, I read up on it in preparation for this so that I could sound smart.
Because that's all we got. We ain't got nothing else. You can't go to Broadway.
All you've got is me telling you what's happening. So they did add in a couple songs, which they are prone to do.
Of course.
When it goes to that sort of thing. In general, people say, yeah, it's Frozen.
I see.
People... the main criticisms that I saw was that it drags a bit and feels a bit bloated when they add in new songs.
Okay.
Which is, you know, to be understood. When you're so used to a show having a specific runtime and knowing the songs and the characters, for them to kind of expand on some of those makes you go, what is this? Why is this here?
Where they stick to it and then also add to it instead of going a completely different direction, so it feels like a different thing altogether.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's my real question about transferring Frozen to Broadway so quickly, because literally the movie came out in 2013,
uh-huh.
which makes me feel really old, because doesn't it feel like Frozen was like two weeks ago?
Yeah, it's true.
And then it opened on Broadway in 2018. And that's a really fast turnaround for a really, really popular movie.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, a lot of movies now are being transferred to Broadway musicals, but they tend to be older movies.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, Beetlejuice. These are mm-hmm. movies from like the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Heathers, like literally they have these older movies that transfer to musical versions and people aren't quite as familiar. Like those of us like me who memorize every movie, unfortunately, can see the differences. But if you haven't seen a movie in 20 years and then they say, oh, they made a musical version of it, you can go and watch it and enjoy it without picking it apart. You know?
Yeah, I guess that's interesting because when you see Frozen, the movie, you definitely go, oh, this was written for Broadway. Mm. It just happens to be an animation.
Sure.
And so it almost felt natural. And we've talked about that before because we've seen the California Adventure production of it so much that we feel in our minds that's the way it is.
Right.
And then the movie ripped it off to become, you know, because we like the live production of it so much. And we've seen that so many times that we feel like that's what we related to. And I guess and that's exactly my point though, with Beetlejuice, is that obviously if you're going to go see Beetlejuice on Broadway, you're not watching the actual production, you know, the movie production of it.
Mm.
You know, you're seeing something completely different.
Sure.
And that would be the problem with Frozen for sure.
Yeah. The great thing about live performance, is that there is an energy that's there that is not there in a movie. One of my favorite performers, Christian Chenoweth, said, it's like being on a high wire act in front of uh-huh. people. They know that anything could go wrong at any moment, but they want to watch you make the effort and do it,
yeah.
you know? And it's enjoyable the whole time because you never know what's going to happen in a live performance. And there's like the energy of the crowd can change the performance, and it's a very unique experience.
Plus, the thing I love about it is that it was like the original form of entertainment in a lot of ways. You can go back thousands of years and they could have been doing the same type of a thing.
Right, exactly.
Where everything else is much, much newer, obviously.
Right.
And so they didn't have movies back, you know, in early Egypt times.
So, that we know of.
Right. But the other reason that I really wanted to call this the Let It Go on Broadway is because, is there anything else to go, like, this is the reason to see the show, is for two reasons. Number one is the part you remember the most, and number two, it is so good.
Yeah. That's the one thing. I think any production of Frozen can be successful if you nail Let It Go. If you drop the ball on Let It Go, it ruins the entire show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We've, like you said, we've been to the California Adventure one enough times that we've seen numerous women play Elsa and do Let It Go.
Yeah.
We've seen numerous stagings of the song Let It Go. And they've got it down to a science. And every now and then you can tell that the singer's voice is tired, or that it might be just slightly out of her range. And so,
and they do the performance five times a day.
Exactly. So, yeah. And I'm not being critical of that at all, because Let It Go is a big song. It's a heavy sing. It's a huge range. You know, it's a big deal. But we've never seen them drop the ball to the point where I go, well, that just ruined that whole thing, you know? And that's a lot of pressure on a single actress, I think.
And that includes the times we've seen it without the stairs.
Exactly. There have been numerous times where there's been like either mechanical error, or they've just decided to take it out, you know, when they're trying new things. But literally, if the performance of Let It Go is good, that's all anybody remembers, honestly. Like, the other things are fun. Olaf as a puppet is cute. I like Sven. But I think
the trolls are cool. And when they're being chased by wolves, that's incredible.
Okay.
Like all that.
Okay.
But it's not why we go see the show.
It's not why you go see the show. It's, and honestly, I'm going to, controversial opinion, I don't think Frozen would be as big of a hit if it wasn't for Let It Go. I don't think that Frozen could stand on its own merits without that song.
Without that song, if that song was different, huh?
Well, mostly because of this. The story is a little soft for me in places. There's places where you can punch holes in it pretty easy. I enjoy the movie just fine. No problems with it at all. But if you're going to get nitpicky about it, you can say, well, this doesn't make sense, and why is this? And, you know,
yeah.
And I'm not going to go through all that. But really, the viral sensation was Let It Go. You had everybody from three-year-old little girls to nursing homes putting out videos of them singing along with Let It Go. You know what I mean?
I sure do. Yeah.
And it's still a joke everywhere. And like, anytime anyone says Let It Go, you immediately jump to, why are you quoting Frozen? You know?
Yeah. Even though they used it in the Reba movie long before that, when they said, it's one word, Let It Go. Do you remember that?
No.
The Reba show?
I don't remember that.
I'm saying he used it first. Van was talking to Reba, and so the whole episode, he just kept saying, it's one word, Cheyenne, Let It Go. Anyway.
They also say it in Wicked, too. They're just shoes. Let It Go.
Let It Go.
So I think most people now can go online and find multiple performances of Let It Go. And we've watched probably more than our fair share of them.
Oh yeah. Especially,
especially you, because for some reason, when I'm not around, you decide that this is your,
I become addicted to this week. And if you haven't watched these on YouTube yet, pause this immediately, go watch it and come back. But here's the thing, is when you watch it, when you watch the performance on, everybody back? Okay, here we go. When you watch the California Adventure version of it, right?
Yes.
Now that everybody's seen it, the stairs are phenomenal.
So cool.
And the way that they come out from the back, the back of the stage, and then the choreography of it is amazing, and it builds.
The lighting is done so well.
Oh, and it builds just so perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes the moment that everybody knows what I'm talking about when she
the moment
when she does like the costume change on the stairs and in just a split second and starts flinging her hair. I giggle like a schoolgirl every single solitary time,
doesn't it?
Oh, like, it's so incredibly good.
It's so good. And that's the thing about it, is that the first time I saw it, I didn't know how they were going to do that change.
Yeah.
And so for those of you that, you know, we all just watched it because we told you to.
Only the California version.
The California version. Uh-huh. Literally, the lights go dark for, I think she has a count of 1/1000, 2/1000 to change her costume.
Yeah.
And
less than a second.
Yeah. She just, like, she has to pull and drop, and then the lights come back up. And how embarrassing would it be to have done it and not have the costume change complete?
Be mid-costume on it. And when we watched that, man, I just lost my mind every single time. And I remember asking you, like, okay, this is literally a Broadway production because it can't get any better than this, right?
Right.
There's no way to get better than this. Like, all of this is just literally just warming. It's all practice for what they're actually going to be doing on Broadway. Like, how great is that?
Yeah.
And then we saw the Broadway production of this song,
which Steve has lost his mind over.
It's similar in this. It's similar, but a complete interpretation of it. Like, the way that her glove just flies out of her hand from the beginning, you're like, oh, that's similar to the first, but so much better. And her cape is done the same way, but just better. And the build up to every part of it is just incredible. And then when the scrims drop across the back, I'm just replaying the entire thing, because now you guys have gone to watch the Broadway version, I'm sure, because it's the only thing you can see on YouTube about it,
right?
But then when they all rise and you can see all of those crystals, I literally just want to pause it and just like watch that for just a moment of time. It's fantastic. It's so good.
Yeah. I mean, a Broadway production, the stage design is, you can't come for the stage design. It's all so well done. They have the best of the best working on it. And those crystal curtains that they have are really, really pretty and put across the feeling of cold and ice really well.
Right.
Whereas in the California version,
never expected.
In the California version, it's done with a lot of projection. They do projection mapping all over the stage to do the transformation. I feel like on the Broadway version, they have committed fully to real stage presence of the ice stuff.
Well, and they do the projection mapping on the proscenium across the front of it.
Sure.
And it even looks so much better and real. And I guess they're trying to evoke the world of cartoon in the other one.
Yeah.
And this one, they're trying to evoke elegance and class.
Reality
and adulthood.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to go try to see this on Broadway. I say try because I don't know.
We don't know when we're going to get up there.
I don't know how Broadway works.
We were
really
close, though. They were doing the out-of-town tryouts in Denver.
Oh, really?
But we were so busy when they were doing the out-of-town tryouts that there was no way we could have gotten there. So.
Oh, hot dang.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about this becoming a touring show at some point in the future.
Oh, for sure. Yeah,
Why
for
have
sure.
I not even thought about that?
Because you're dumb. No, I'm just kidding.
One word, let it go.
Let it go. But your favorite part is the costume change of that, is it not?
And then the costume change. Yeah, because on that one, they don't even give her a second to do the costume change.
It's, they do it in full light. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And her arms are up in the air. It is legitimately my childhood fantasy come true. This is
you
what
want to
I,
be a magical Disney princess this that can is what change I, clothes and well, drop
cause,
of a hat?
Because we've talked about that too before in the past, right? When we've said what would be your favorite position to work inside the parks?
Right.
And you said the, you know, fairy tale princess part of Let It
Legitimately, if Disney, if I had some sort of one magic wish for Disney, a lot of people would say, oh, I want the whole park to myself or whatever. I would say, let me perform Let It Go full on in the theater. Like, let me put me in the stupid dress. I want to be in the costume. I want to have all the lighting effects.
I just want to know what that feels like one time.
Right? That's what I would want.
Or five times a day.
Live performance. You can let other people in if you don't mind them, if they don't mind me messing up. But put me in for one performance of Let It Go. Let me butcher the song with my voice.
Oh.
And do the whole shebang, because I want to feel what they feel like when they do that.
I want to be able to sing it too. That would be great. This is my childhood fantasy. Being able to sing.
What I'm
like
talking
that.
About is like if Disney said, "Hey, we'll let you do one thing that you want to do in the park."
Yeah.
As you are now, not as, you know, an opera singer that you hope you wish you were. I would still do it, even with, you know, my voice as it is. I would do Let It Go.
Yeah, and I will say that in my mind also, when I watch the performance on California Adventure, I say these girls are literally Broadway caliber.
Oh yeah.
Until you watch the Broadway caliber singers. Yeah. And then you're like, oh my gosh, that song. Oh, it sounds so good.
It's so good. Well, that's what I'm not a professional singer, obviously. But from what I understand is Let It Go is a very difficult song. It takes a lot of energy.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The range is really high. I don't know what it is about Idina Menzel singing songs that push her vocally to a point that she's uncomfortable with, but she said that she's done it multiple times now. So it's like, it's a difficult song. So yeah, a Broadway caliber actress is probably going to do better than the young women that they're casting in just a park.
Right.
But still very impressive to watch the girls in the park do it. So when we have the chance again,
uh-huh.
Fully recommend doing the Broadway, the Frozen show in California Adventure, because if you can't get to Broadway, go to Anaheim.
Yeah.
Right?
Like I always say.
Like, you're still in my line? Okay, you do it. You round us out.
No, that's all I was going to say.
No, you got to round it out now. It's all yours.
You have to do it. I just hope I didn't actually steal it.
No, I want you to do it now.
What was it going to be? Like I always say, if you can't make it to Broadway, go to Disneyland.
There you go.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.